Couples in South Central Washington State face a sobering reality. They're nearly four times as likely to give birth to babies with fatal birth defects than the rest of the population. That's according to an examination of medical information accumulated over the past 3.5 years. Dr. Kathy Lofi with the State Health Department is working to solve this awful mystery. Hi, Dr. Lofi.
Good afternoon.
What kind of birth defects are you talking about here?
Yes, so we've been looking at the increased number of cases of anencephaly. And anencephaly is a rare birth defect in which the brain and the skull of the baby do not fully form.
And so can a baby survive with anencephaly?
Unfortunately not. It's a birth defect that's not compatible with life. So most babies either die during the pregnancy or shortly after birth.
What could possibly cause anencephaly?
Well, the most well-known risk factor for anencephaly is a deficiency in folic acid or folate. Folic acid is a B vitamin. And women who have low levels of folic acid in their body during the first month of pregnancy when the brain is developing are more likely to have a baby affected by anencephaly.
What accounts for, are the women in South Central Washington deficient in folic acid?
Well, that's one of the possibilities that we're looking into. We do have some data here at the Department of Health that shows women in the three-county South Central Washington area are less likely to be taking prenatal vitamins than women in the rest of the state. And prenatal vitamins are one way to increase your folic acid level.
What else might cause this birth defect?
Well, there are a number of other risk factors that have been associated with this birth defect, and those include the mother being obese, the mother having diabetes. For some reason, people of Hispanic ethnicity are at higher risk, and that's not fully understood, along with medications. Medications can also be associated with anencephaly.
This area is not too far from the Hanford Nuclear Reservation. Are there possible environmental causes?
We have been looking into some environmental causes, and the Hanford Nuclear Facility has been one concern of the community. So we worked really closely with our radiation experts here at the Department of Health, who work closely with the Environmental Radiation Monitoring Program at Hanford. And there have been no recent, you know, releases, no recent change in radiation releases. And we can't really determine any pathway by which radiation could affect all the women in the three-county area.
I'm speaking with Dr. Kathy Lofi, who is with the Washington State Health Department. Dr. Lofi, what are doctors from this area reporting to you?
Well, we're working with the doctors to make sure that we're identifying all the cases. Are all the babies that are affected with anencephaly, because it's very important for us to figure out, you know, what are the rates in the area. So we've set up a network of providers who can help inform us when they have a patient that has a baby infected by anencephaly.
You've been looking at statistics and data, as I understand it, accumulated over the last 3.5 years or so. Do you have enough data to draw any kind of real conclusions about what you've seen?
Not yet. In 2013, we did a study where we reviewed the medical records of women who had babies affected by anencephaly, and we compared that information to data we collected from women who had healthy babies. And we looked at different factors, particularly some of the risk factors that I already mentioned. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we weren't able to find any differences between the two groups.
Wow. I know if I were a young person wanting to start a family in this area, I might be pretty nervous. What do you say, or what do doctors in that area say to people in that situation?
Yeah, and I'm sure it is concerning to women who live in the area. A few things that women need to keep in mind is that although the rate is about four times higher than what's seen nationally, the risk is still fairly low. So, for example, we are seeing anencephaly in one in about every 1,000 births in the area. Mm. And the other, you know, really big message to give to women in the area is on the importance of making sure that they're taking enough folic acid both before pregnancy and during their pregnancy.
What do you do next at the health department level?
Well, we've actually formed an advisory committee to assist us with this investigation. We've gathered experts from around the country, both in public health and birth defect experts. And this committee is discussing some strategies we can take to help get the message out about the importance of folic acid. And this advisory committee is also helping us, giving us advice on the next steps of the investigation.
Dr. Kathy Lofi, Washington State Department of Health Officer, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
I'm Marcy Silman, and this is The Record from KUOW.